turn the water in the tub and get it about a little over ankle deep, and tell me to undress and get in the tub. Well, he had a hard time getting me in the tub, but he finally did, and so he went out on the porch to smoke, as usual, Bull Durham tobacco. And he said, pretty soon he raised up, and who should be going by him but Sambo without a stitch of clothing on. He said, no, that can't be that. We had this great big house, went clear through the block. That can't be Sambo. So he waited a little while, and he looked up again, and here I went by again. I made the full round of the house, just naked as a jaybird. I think I was about 6 years old. So at that time, my mother had a male cook, a Mexican cook, old Juan. And poor Uncle Walsh, he went to the back of the house, and he says, Juan, for God's sake, help me catch that orangutan. I remember it just like yesterday. And he said he'd chase me going around this way, and then I'd turn around on him, and I'd meet Manuel on going around this. Old Juan Pedraza was his name. But after about a half hour's chase, they corralled me, and he put me in the back in the bathroom and told me to get in that tub and do it now and bathe. So when my mother came home, this sad story to tell her. So don't ever go off and leave that orangutan with me anymore. But I didn't get a whipping. No.
You hadn't been that bad, I guess.
No. But can you imagine a child that whatever possessed me too, but I thought I wasn't getting enough attention.
Mm-hmm. So you decided to take it.
I was center of it then.
Well, what other stories can you tell me from those days?
Well, this same uncle bought me a donkey, a Roscoe, and he was gotch-eared. And they used to send me
every... what?
Gotch-eared.
Gotch-eared. Uh-huh.
One ear was clipped off.
Uh-huh.
And they used to saddle up a little race cart and a beautiful sorrel horse and put me in the cart and the horse and send me out to get the milk. About, it would be about maybe 3 or 4 miles out of town. Of course, Carpets was just a little fishing village. And I'd go get the milk, and they used the horse for that. But then around the house, just like a playmate, was that donkey. That donkey came to the back door for sugar, and he was just my companion, Ola Roscoe. So I remember my period with the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Then this same Mexican nurse that raised my children and my grandchildren, Uncle Wash gave her a $5 bill and said, take Sambo to the carnival tonight. And they had set up right in front of the house, great big acreage there. And spend this whole $5 and you two go and take in the carnival. So we got as far as the hobby horses, and Mamie gave me the $5 bill, and I bought the whole thing in hobby horse ride. You know, 5 cents a ride. So when I got home, I was all bug-eyed. I told my uncle, I said, Uncle Wash, you know what? I bought $5 worth of hobby horse tickets, and he gave me a free ride. That's as far as we got, just to the hobby horse. So, well,
That was your childhood?
Yeah, that was.
What about your playmates at school and the things that you used to do together? Did you ever play any pranks or?
No, I never really was a bad child.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pixie.
Mm-hmm.
We had some Mexicans for neighbors, and they smoked jerkleaf tobacco. You know what jerkleaf
mm-hmm.
tobacco? Long strings of tobacco that they hang out on the line.
Uh-huh.
Strong, it could walk.
Where did they get it?
I don't know. I guess they got it in stores in that that day. So Mamie would fix me a nice lunch of American food, and I'd go over next door and trade it for Mexican food, and they cooked on an open, little open grill out in the middle, and I'd sit there around that open grill and eat Mexican beans and